Ellen G. White statements related to the observance of Christmas and holiday gifts. Chapter 14. Offerings consecrated to God. Anciently, the children of Israel were commanded to keep three annual feasts each year: the Passover, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the Feast of Weeks. The Lord gave directions that on these occasions their gifts and offerings were to be consecrated to Him, and none should appear before Him empty-handed. But in our day it has become fashionable to observe these festal occasions in a manner that would divert the mind from God instead of bringing glory to His name. Those whom God has blessed with prosperity should acknowledge the giver, and feel that where much is given, much will be required. Our holidays have been perverted from their intended use. Gifts are lavished upon one another, and praise which should have been given to God, to whom all these things belong, is bestowed upon poor mortals. Our houses of worship in Oakland and Battle Creek are under the pressure of debt. The dime tabernacle belongs to us all. We should all have a special interest in it. In order to accommodate the students at the college, the patients at the sanitarium, the laborers at the office, and the large number of worshipers constantly coming in from abroad, the erection of this spacious house of worship was a positive necessity. Great responsibilities rest upon those at Battle Creek, and also upon those whose arms should be reached out to sustain these interests at the great heart of the work. Not in all the world is there a battlefield for truth and reform like this. Great interests are involved here. The Sabbath school and college are educating the young and determining the future destiny of souls. There is here a continual necessity of devising ways and means for the advancement of truth and the conversion of souls. Our people are not half awake to the demands of the times. The voice of Providence is calling upon all who have the love of God in their hearts to arouse to this great emergency. Never was there a time when so much was at stake as today. Never was there a period in which greater energy and self-sacrifice were demanded from God's commandment-keeping people.